Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. The Tigers play a pair of matches at Texas A&M this week, joined now by Tigers head coach Brent Crouch. Before we look ahead to your return to your home state, I'll look back at LSU. And we previewed that match last week, talked about how physical they were, especially at the net. And watching that match, you could certainly see the evidence of that. And yet, that second set of the match was there to be taken for the Tigers, wasn't it?
It was. Unfortunately, we could, you know, had a couple errors at the end of that set, missed a serve or two and hit a couple balls out, let them back in right at the end. And yeah, I think it might have been a different match if we'd be able to pull that set off. But you're right. You know, there's some physicality with LSU that made the matchup difficult for us. You know, DeBerg on the outside, which she is 6'6", and then Bannister on the right is a similar height. And one of the middle blockers is, and Woosty is kind of through the roof. So they held our outside hitters down in hitting efficiency. They were keying on Rebecca, which, you know, teams should. That wasn't a surprise, but, you know, the size of the block was a challenge for her. But you know, that's what you face in the SEC, and that's what we're building towards. And we enjoyed the challenge, disappointed in the result. But you know, as I've said, I think every week there has not been a week that's gone by that I don't think we've improved. And I thought we did a nice job serving in that match. And you know, we held them overall to a lower hitting efficiency than I think they would have liked. So the defense did a pretty good job. We had a hard time siding out against that big block and the tough serves.
I know we can't talk specific recruiting right now, but is that something you recruit to? Is that more physical style of play as you start to get your first recruiting classes into Auburn?
Yeah, I mean, height and jump isn't everything, you know, in the sport, but it certainly makes things a lot easier. So yeah, we've got some players coming in next year. One who is 6'6", that would have been nice, you know, to match up with some of those LSU hitters, and a couple, actually four pin hitters, all of which are over, the other ones are all over 6'1" or 6'2". So that, you know, we're going to be a little bit bigger going forward. But in the end, you know, once you get, I think I said this on the last podcast, you just need to get in the ballpark of athleticism, and then you can outskill people. But, you know, skill you can teach. It takes time, you know. Height and jump, can't teach it, right? So it's nice to start off with that kind of physicality. And, yeah, we're for sure building towards that. And we're going to have to, you know, with the way the conference is going and volleyball is going nationwide, you want to be in the top 25. You better have some big guns out there and some big blockers. So,
all right. Talk about returning to the old stomping ground this week for you.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been to College Station in years, decades, really. You know, went to school there as an undergrad and stayed for a master's degree. But then when I left, I really haven't been back. So it's been since 2000, I think. College Station is not necessarily a town you're just going to go to, you know, off the beaten path a little bit. So I haven't made it back. So I'm interested to see kind of how the area has grown. And how volleyball is being played there in person. I know what it looked like when I was there as an undergrad. The team is good. Texas A&M is good, and they've been good for a while. And it'll be a different kind of experience being at your alma mater, but being on the other side. But I am looking forward to connecting with some folks that I know that are still around the area, some professors, and so it'll be a cool experience for sure.
What do you expect out of the Aggies, Coach?
You know, they're also really physical. They've got some big middles, 6'4". They've got some tall outsides. Their setter is a lefty, which is an advantage in volleyball. Setters typically stand with their right side towards the net when they are setting. So their right arm is closer to the net and their left is further away. And so what that means is when somebody passes to you, it's easy to turn and just hit it with your left hand. So if you're a lefty, you have an advantage as an attacking setter. And she does attack more than most setters you'd see. And that's not surprising given she's a lefty. So that'll be a unique challenge. She's got some height too. So she's either going to set to somebody or she's going to turn and just whack it with her left hand. And that's a unique challenge that we have to face. But but an exciting one. You know, it's great playing these different opponents every week, and they just push you in different ways. They don't run a particularly fast offense. They do a little bit to the slides behind the setter off of 1 foot, but the outside balls and to the pins are not particularly fast. That bodes well for us with our blocking numbers. Slower offenses equal more blocks for Auburn. So, that'll be good. If we can get them in trouble, receiving serves, that'll be, I think we got a chance to beat. I know we have a chance to beat this team. We're looking forward to getting down there and hopefully walking away with 2 wins, not just one.
Thursday and Friday, 6 o'clock, Auburn at Texas A&M. Be safe in your travels, coach. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.